This is program number LW2763. Some things are worthless, and yet they're valuable. I'm talking about one thing in particular. It's worthless, yet it's valuable. In fact, it's priceless. Hi, this is Larry West. You might have heard of the famous Lawrence of Arabia. It was said that on one of Lawrence's trips across the desert, he had in his party a man by the name of Jasmine. Jasmine was a Bedouin, lazy, shiftless, and as the Arabs said, he wasn't worth half a crown. On this certain journey, a sandstorm arose, and the storm was so great that the members of this desert party couldn't even see one another. In just a few moments, everyone was lost from each other. They were separated. They spent the rest of the day just looking for one another. And finally, they got back together long after the sun had gone down. Tired, dirty, frustrated, they prepared to make camp. Yet, as they began to count heads, Jasmine was missing. Where is Jasmine? They looked all over the camp, but Jasmine couldn't be found. Well, without a word, Lawrence led his camel back into the storm, looking for Jasmine, the Bedouin, a man not worth half a crown. He looked all night for him, and finally found him. He put Jasmine on his camel and brought him back to the camp. When they returned, dawn was breaking. The rest of the Arabs awoke to find Jasmine alive and well. From that day forward, the Arabs treated Jasmine with respect. There was even a great change in Jasmine. No longer was he a worthless good-for-nothing. You see, if Lawrence considered him worth saving, the famous Lawrence of Arabia, then he must be valuable. You know, every one of us is, in a sense, just like Jasmine. Here's what I mean. All of us are guilty of rebelling against God. You might be saying, why did you bring God into this? He doesn't exist anyway. Oh, yes, he does. Look out the window. Who made that color? Who made that tree? Who made that blade of grass? Those questions can't be answered without God. Something had to come from nothing. Who did it? Why is it that it's much easier for us to believe that a watch had a watchmaker than it is for us to believe that a world had a world maker? Why is it? God does exist, and every one of us has rebelled against him. You see, God has given to us a universal moral code of ethics by which we are to live. And if man, if we break that moral code, which includes lying and stealing and cursing and things like that, when man breaks God's moral code, then man stands under the heavy penalty of God's law. And the penalty is to be eternally separated from God in a living hell. That's what the Bible teaches. That makes every one of us like Jasmine, not worth half a crown. I mean, in fact, it would be better if we had never been born. If our destiny is to face an eternity of suffering, we're worthless. Yet notice something. Even though you and I are worthless because of our rebellion against God, God insists that we are priceless. Now why? Because God made us in His image. In fact, that's why God insists that we're not to kill one another. We're not to steal from one another. I mean, we're to take care of each other. We're not to treat each other like dogs and cats and horses. We were made in God's image. And God wants sons and daughters to live with Him forever. He wants it so much that God came to this earth Himself in Jesus and deposited the payment that is needed to pay our penalty of His law we've broken. That payment is Jesus on the cross. He became sacrifice for us. God's sacrifice and our sacrifice. He became the supreme sacrifice to pay our debt. And it's God, just like Lawrence of Arabia, who gets out into the desert storm and looks for us. He finds us. Now, what is He going to do with us? It depends upon whether or not we want to come into safety. You see, He leaves the decision with us, too. What's your decision on that matter? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet that discusses God's rescue. It's called, What is the Gospel? What is the Gospel? It's the Gospel that saves. What is it? It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.